Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Time now to catch up on the latest news from the Western Wall. Joining us on the line once again, Avi Kay, guide for the Qatar Institute of Jerusalem. Avi, good afternoon to you, and thanks once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Pleasure, Mike. Pleasure. It's always great to be with you, Mike.
Great. So over to you. What can you tell us? What has transpired there since we last chatted?
Great. So as we know that the Ramadan festival is coming to an end. Eid is almost upon us. And when I walked down to the old city yesterday afternoon towards the Kotel, the Arab market was basically closed. There were a few stores open. It almost felt like it was 6 o'clock in the morning. Okay. And things were just starting to get into routine. But everything was closed. Everything was quiet. Very few visible police. Just a sense of tranquility and very calm. I walked down, and again in the evening, it wasn't locked at night, which it has been for the last month, where one wasn't able to walk up through the Arab city to allow worshippers to come down. But everything was open and everything was very, very quiet. But there was just again a feeling at the Kotel of sadness. It was there were almost no foreign visitors. I met a wonderful couple from Germany and one or two people from other parts of the world, a nice South African couple also. But the amount of people that we used to hosting at the Kotel at this time of the year are just not there. What they were again more of what we've seen in the last 2 weeks is a lot of school groups doing tours around the country, reconnecting them to the roots. And I had a personal beautiful experience. There was a group of girls who were having a ceremony, and they were singing the Israeli national anthem, Atikva. And I happened to be walking past them, and one of the girls came out to greet me, and I looked up, and it happened to be my first cousin's daughter.
Okay.
And I said, "Oh, well, are you part of the group? And where have you started?" And they started at Ramla, and they've come through the country over 3 days. And this is the beauty about Israeli youth, is that they are constantly connected to the land,
mm-hmm.
touring, traveling, learning, and understanding why it's so indispensable to them.
Okay.
But yet again, was a warm, vibrant experience just being there, watching people having time to go and pray
mm-hmm.
When it's quieter.
Right.
But Mike, on the positive note, we have entered the month of Nisan,
mm-hmm.
The month of miracles, the month where Jews celebrate Pesach,
right.
which is the exodus from Egypt, which its ultimate goal was to come into the promised land, the holy land of Israel. And what the Kotel did is that they put up some fruit trees in planters right near the Kotel, because it is a tradition that to make a blessing on trees or from Nisan, from this month onwards, because things work slightly differently here to the seasons compared to what we know, especially in the Highvelds in South Africa.
Right.
We're now going into winter.
Mm-hmm.
Things will be dry. There'll be very little rain. There'll be no leaves on the trees. Everything looks very stark. When it's Israel, it's a little bit upside down. The rain has stopped. The rain doesn't rain during summer at all. You can almost take that to the bank. Everything goes very brown, but the trees are in full bloom. The wheat fields go from green to gold, and they shimmer in the sunset as you drive past.
That must be spectacular. Wow.
So what the Kotel's done is they've provided these trees for people to come and just make the blessing. But Mike, I also had another personal experience. I arrived for my shift, and my colleague who was there before me introduced me to two people. And the one gentleman says that his full-time occupation is to sit and learn. That's what some Jews do.
Mm-hmm.
Is their full-time occupation is to learn Torah. And he happened to be the dean of an academy that was very close to the Kotel. And he looked at me and said to me, "Your son was killed on the 17th of a certain, on the month of Kislev." I said, "Yes, but how do you remember the day?" And he said, because every single morning I walk through the old city with a colleague, and at a particular point he goes to one college and I go to another. Wow. And that day we happened to be discussing a particular topic, and I tarried for a minute. Just, you know, I didn't agree with him on certain issue. And I heard the gunshots, and I thought, it's the old city, things happen. And then he says he saw a colleague of his running around with his gun pulled, looking very flustered. I said, what's going on? He said, there's been a murder here. Don't come forward. Just stay there. And he said to me, had I not had this disagreement with my friend, I might have been the one.
Right. Wow.
At that time. So again, just very personal, brought it really back to life.
Right.
But what it does show us is that life goes on, and one has to discuss these things and just appreciate the gifts that we are given, that we can stand at the kotel, and I can speak to three people from Germany who 3-4 generations ago, who knows where we would have been in the world. And now we're standing at the kotel. Not only were they at the kotel, but they had spent a week down south in the Negev volunteering on a farm.
Amazing.
So that just shows you how people can grow and people can change from Nazi Germany to Germans coming to volunteer in Israel. What an incredible experience.
Avi, before we let you go, I'm looking at the website, the front page of the Kotel website, and it's promoting Passover 2024 in ancient Western Wall tunnels. Is there anything in particular going on there?
So, Mike, I have seen that, and there is a lot going on. I've noticed quite a bit of activity.
Right.
But I don't know specifics, to be honest.
Okay.
But I actually had a strange experience yesterday. I took a walk through the tunnels, and I'm embarrassed to say I actually got lost. I couldn't work, you know, like that nightmare when you go to this, like, Kango Caves and you're not quite sure which way to go.
Okay.
But everything was signposted, but I did get the feeling that there's a lot going on. I saw a lot of archaeologists walking around, a lot of activity. So hopefully next week I'll be able to fill you in.
Indeed. Avi, we've come to the end of our chat once again. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon to just give us an update as to what has transpired at the Kotel since we last chatted last week. Avi Kay, guide for the Kotel Institute of Jerusalem.